On this day, 4th August 1921. Tribute to Craig. In a committee room of the House of Commons at Westminster, presentations were made to Sir James and Lady Craig. To Sir James, the presentation took the form of a plain, solid silver tray, upon which was engraved, "To Colonel Sir James Craig, lately Parliamentary and Financial Secretary to the Admiralty, now first Prime Minister of Ulster, a loyal colleague, a wise counsellor, a faithful friend." The presentation was made by Mr. Austen Chamberlain, Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the Lord Chancellor, Birkenhead, and the gathering included Sir Hammer Greenwood, Chief Secretary for Ireland. Mr. Chamberlain, who conveyed apologies from Lord Carson and Mr. Walter Long, former Unionist leader, said most people left the House of Commons to secure greater freedom and less responsibility, but that did not apply to Sir James. He had accepted on one of the heaviest tasks which could fall to the lot of any public man, to establish on a firm footing the new government with which his people had been endowed by the Imperial Parliament. Lord Birkenhead described Sir James as a very remarkable man. He reviewed the history of the North of Ireland and went on to say that the people of Ulster had never failed in their attachment to the people of Great Britain. Ulster owed the position she occupied at the present time to two remarkable men, Lord Carson and Sir James Craig. We hope that through the exertions of Sir James Craig, for which he had sacrificed so much, Ireland will be brought safe into the harbour of his aspirations and happiness. In acknowledging the gifts, Sir James said that Ulster could still rely upon the assistance and helpfulness of the British people. "Whatever side people take, I refuse ever to take any side except that of Great Britain and the Empire." Eamon Phoenix editors note, while James Craig always claimed that Ulster unionism had made a supreme sacrifice in accepting a devolved administration and the loss of Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal as the price of peace, he protested too much. As a junior minister in the British coalition government, he had rejected the nine counties as containing too many Catholics and quickly grasped that a unionist parliament would provide a barrier against any attempt by Westminster to force the North into a united Ireland. His wife's diary shows that Craig was reluctant to leave the cosy world of British politics and viewed his new role with resignation rather than enthusiasm. Despite his praise for Carson and Craig, Birkenhead knew that without Conservative support for unionism, Northern Ireland would never have been created in 1920.